Hi there. The word for today is break your alabaster jar. We've been talking about it for the last few days. In Mark 14, verse 6, Jesus said about this woman, "She has done a beautiful thing for me." Now, most of us are good actors, but you know what? It's difficult to fake a reaction. And when this woman broke the alabaster jar, the reaction of the disciples is telling. They said, "Why this waste?" They thought she was pouring her perfume down the drain by pouring it at the feet of Jesus. They called it a waste. Jesus didn't. He called it a beautiful thing. And then he went on to say, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Can you imagine what that one statement must have done for her self-image? It had probably been years since she'd heard a kind word or a compliment. Those words could be paraphrased, "Lady, you may not believe in yourself, but I believe in you." Nobody can spot your potential like Jesus, and that's because he's the one who gave it to you in the first place. And that's why God will never give up on you. It's not in his nature. He who has begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of the Lord. Philippians 1 and 6, Psalm 23, 6, "Goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life." It'll follow you. All you have to do is turn around. This woman was desperate enough to crash the party, and Jesus responds to desperate people. So how desperate are you? Desperate enough to make a move, make a change, make a sacrifice? Desperate enough to pray through the night, read through the Bible, reconcile the conflict, plead with a friend who's a lost cause, give your life savings to a kingdom cause? The path of least resistance will not get you to where you need to go. But if you go out of your way for God, I promise you, he will go out of his way for you. And that's the word for you today.